Good morning on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Let's review this past week's market activity. To do that, we'll visit with Blake Kopitz from the ARC Group in Lincoln. Well, Blake, another interesting week. We had the Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour that played into the markets this week, as well as some other outside things. We'll hit on those in just a moment. First of all, give us the numbers from yesterday. Where did we end yesterday compared to a week ago?
We ended lower across the board compared to last week. December corn finished the week down 18¾ cents at 325. November soybeans were down 37¼, closing at 967¼. And Kansas City wheat closed at 416¾. That's down 15½ on the week.
All right. As I had mentioned, Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour took place this week in seven states, and I think folks were kind of waiting for validation of what USDA said in their numbers. First of all, what were the numbers, and then I guess were they validated in your opinion?
Corn, Pro Farmer Tour had it at 170.2. That compares to the USDA's 175. A lot of the trade expected a 2 to 5 bushel per acre decrease. So it was well within expectations. Came in a little bit lower than people thought, I guess, but nothing to write home about. And beans came in on the tour at 49.3, compared to USDA had it at 48.9. That was about 0.4 higher. Same thing, well within expectations. They didn't raise it as much as people thought. I even heard some rumors of it being over 50. For the corn, that puts carry out at 1.86 for the Pro Farmer Tour, compared to USDA with their numbers would have had the carry out at, you know, around 2.4 billion bushels. And for beans, USDA had carry out at 330 million bushels. And Pro Farmer's numbers had it at 364 million bushels. So if you're a farmer, you're kind of thankful that the yields didn't come in any higher. They very well could have. And then with the way demand is picking up, I would like to think that that's seen as a positive, and you'd think we'd be nearing a low around here.
All right, very good. Now, something else that kind of impacted the market yesterday, kind of going back and forth, are comments from Chairman Yellen of the Federal Open Market Committee. She was in Wyoming yesterday. Kind of what was the what's the story on that, and how did that impact the market?
Well, I don't know too many details about it. I didn't listen to it. Hearing the comments, she came out and said that U.S. economy, the data could support a rate hike. Basically, it opened the door a little bit wider for a rate hike in September. Originally, you know, everybody kind of thought it would be December, and most people still think the rate hike won't come till December. But also in the same statement, she said they do still have the tools to stimulate the economy in case of recession. So, you know, you get the computers running and the traders acting on every word she says, you know, where it came out and says the data could support a rate hike means the economy's doing well. You know, it pushes the market one way, and then comes out and say that, well, just in case it's not, we can still do something about it, pushes the market the other way. And then the end result for us in the agriculture world is, you know, the dollar ended up screaming midday and, you know, traded up over 800 points at one point. So that definitely doesn't help when we're looking at exports and cattle and grains.
All right, very good. As we kind of wrap up for this week, what are the keys kind of working our way between now and harvest? What are a couple of things that producers can keep their eye on?
Funds are pretty short the market again, and so any hiccup, you know, could spark a pretty hefty short covering rally. And you're seeing demand kicked up, and the U.S. is competitive on the world market again. So with the demand, and like I said, with the trader short, you know, any hiccup could spark a rally. Granted, at the same time, you're still looking at a big supply, so for rallies, there will be some resistance. But I think we're closer to a bottom than a top, so I think you can be patient going forward as far as, you know, making new sales.
All right, very good. Great information. Thank you much. Have a good weekend, okay, Blake?
Thank you, you too.
All right, again, we've been visiting with Blake Kopitz at the ARC Group in Lincoln. If you'd like more information from them, you can call them toll-free, 866-574-2724. They're also online at agrisconsulting.net. On the Rural Radio Network, that's a recap of this week's markets. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you again on Monday. I'm Chad Moyer reporting.